Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.
And we'll see Manly take the week off before they take on the Bunnies. So the Bunnies or Manly will be in the grand final. Wow. We know that much.
Wow. Didn't the comp get turned on its head when South beat Penrith last week?
Yeah. And now we don't know. Melbourne versus Parramatta
or Penrith.
Or Penrith next week. So the old local derby. Played back to Jake Trbojevic. Now Aloye is out there. Geez, he hasn't been on for a while. He's been over the club having a pancake.
Yeah, Stiddy.
This is a Manly side who finished 13th last year.
Oh, he pulled his hair. Oh, no.
That was Warrior Hargraves on Marty Tapau.
Yeah.
And no.
There's no need to lose the cool now, Jared Warrior Hargraves. No. Nothing can be gained.
Yeah, not happy. Yeah, there were very few changes to the top eight this year. The one was Manly coming from 13th to 4th. That's a big effort in the space of one season. Yeah, there's nothing there.
No.
Haven't Manly got some great value for money players like your Parkers and your Harpers and these sort of people?
Your Garricks?
Yeah, that we didn't really know of a lot of before this season.
Well, to me, the real improvement has come from the young forwards.
Yeah.
Yep.
Olakau'atu, Schuster, guys like Kennedy, Paseka.
This bloke.
Foran's gone right through there, boys. 19 out centre field. They might go over again here, this Manly side. Jake Trbojevic, Ruben Garrick. Garrick. Oh, he's taken by Walker. 5 metres out from the Manly line. Five to go, 42-6 Manly lead. Lawton, Paseka, and Schuster. Ulakau'atu. Out of one, out of two. He's only got to reach out, but he can't. And he's pulled down 1 metre short of the Roosters line. But last play for the Manly side now. Last play, is it? No, it's only tackle four. Trbojevic, he got it away then onto the big bopper Aloye, who gets over the line. Did he get it down?
I don't think he did.
No, I don't think so either.
Well, if you didn't, I tell you what, you've got to hand it to the Roosters if they held him up in that situation, because they have absolutely nothing to play for now.
Well, again, it's Isaac Liu, Victor Radley, Marski involved. Aloye is getting up as though he's got no doubt that he's got the football down. Maria Hargreaves was doing his best as well. He certainly doesn't get it down early. If it does, it's after a few concerted efforts.
This is a perfect angle for it.
Yeah.
Hasn't touched the ground there.
No. Nice poker face, Josh.
We'll need another view, a different angle. And most importantly, it's been awarded as a nut. Well, hasn't been awarded. It's been called a no try on field. I still don't believe it's touched the ground. It's awful close here.
Oh, doesn't it? No.
I don't think so. They keep it up.
No, I don't think it's got. I don't think he's got this down one. Just Josh Aloye.
Yeah, and then they get a hand under it.
Well, that's big F. Oh,
hand under it.
Hands of the Roosters are underneath the
ball.
No try.
Put on my foot.
Great play, great desperation from a side trailing 42-6. It's a Maccas I'm loving at moment for the Roosters with five to go.
Yeah, you'd like to see that. Trent Robinson would love to see that.
Now that's four tackle. We'll come back to the 10-metre mark.
We have a decision.
Although he did lose it late. Will they allow him to keep the football and come and play 10 metres out? And they'll go up no try.
No try. There it is officially. No try.
Josh has got to play it. Josh Aloye.
All right, so we are coming back. 10 metres out. Last tackle.
Okay, the former West Tigers player who's very pleased with himself that he's found a new home at Manly, and he didn't leave the West Tigers on great circumstances.
Josh Aloye, he's gone to the Bulldogs now, hasn't he?
Schuster.
Next season.
Harper. Is that right?
Asiata.
Oh, Asiata. Thank you.
That's right. Last tackle and changeover, I think. Now Roosters ball. Yeah, Roosters have the ball. Yeah, and he's about. They've bought a lot of players, the Dogs, haven't they?
Yeah, they've done well. And maybe after the game, we spoke about the history going back all those years ago between Manly and Eastern Suburbs. Well, you better than anybody know the history between South Sydney and Manly.
Yeah, oh,
I've only ever mentioned John O'Neill. And
yes, Ray Brannigan, Tom Mooney.
John Sattler.
Bobby Moses.
Yeah, and then even going into the 80s, 89, they poached Ian Roberts.
Yep.
Our star in 89.
But you've let that all go.
I have. I don't hold grudges. No.
Spud Carroll went from South.
Yeah, he did. Yeah. Craig Fields, another one. Fieldsy, if you're listening. Hutchison got it away to Liu. Liu will play it just inside the Manly end of the field. Tackle three. And then it goes across to Radley, Tedesco. Then he goes out. But we got Phil Blake. Tedesco launches one across now to Ikavalu. And Ikavalu will be taken by Parker. And we got the mule too, David Hosking.
I love Phil Blake as a player.
And Walker now, Radley. And then Maria Hargraves. Got it away to Hutchison. Forward. That was the greatest forward pass I've ever seen.
There's really no such thing as a deliberate forward pass in the game anymore.
No.
And there's proof right there. That was a quarterback play.
That was forward for a quarterback.
Honestly, that was a terrible forward pass. Little Jerry Sutton should have given a penalty there.
Jerry, that's 3 metres forward.
Right in front of his eyes. Let's go down to you, Dobbo.
Yeah, look, I have got a stat that, and we've talked about some of the great sporting greats from the Mackay Serena area. Now, I know that all three of you won't like this bloke, but the late, great Barry Gomesall, the grasshopper, one of the great referees of Origin, is from this country as well. So that's another superstar from here, and he refereed Origin at the best level ever. He was one of the great Origin refs.
Yeah, I can't remember the exact amount of games, but if it was 12 games, he was questioned. After it hung the whistle up, and Queensland had won 11, had won penalty counts in 11 of those games, and he said, "Well, everybody's entitled to one
off game." he's actually very good after dinner speaker. the grasshopper.
Here is Lawton now with the ball, and Manly 42, Rooster 6. Say hi to Hyundai Forklifts as the ball comes across now for Schuster, and he tries to shrug his way out of the tackle.
Yeah, well, still, I mentioned the back rows for Manly gaining a lot in this game, and after last week's performance against Melbourne, they would have been shell-shocked. They're saying, was this finals footy? Well, they bounced back tonight with a plonk.
Now the ball comes across to Foran. A big high kick and taken by Tupo at Triple M underscore NRL. Martin says, I went to school with Dobbo at Riverview, and yes, he was a wonderful distance runner.
Yeah.
He was always first to the tuck shop.
The canoe.
Oh, that's funny, Mark.
Thanks, Mark.
That's funny. Back now to Radley. That's bullying. That's bullying. Here's Egan Butcher now, 20 metres short of the halfway line. Gets back and plays it now to Marshke, who gets it away to Radley, and then Liu knocks it on. So that'll be his last touch as a Rooster, a knock on. He'll have something to remember it by. As Harper takes the tackle for Manly, one to go. 42 points to 6. And now at dummy half, we go back toward the centre as Aloye goes across field, actually a little bit backwards, and then straightens up. Tupanua pulls him down. 45 seconds to go. Jake Trebojevic at dummy half. Manly book a date with the Rabbitohs. And the ball is now back with the Roosters. So, of course, last time Manly played South for the spot in the grand final, 2013. South led 14-0. Manly won the game. And ball is played back to Marshke, Radley, and then Tedesco. They monster him into the ground. 20 seconds to go, boys. And the ball is played back again to Marshke. Hutchison, tangle count restarts Walker. Kieran almost away, ankle tap, gets up, gets it away to Walker, shrugs out a one, and a comedy of errors. I think the referee's going to give the
penalty, high tackle,
Roosters. But that's the ball game, with the penalties now 8-6 Roosters on the Triple M Choice Hotel stats. Book at choicehotels.com, full time. Manly 42, Rooster 6.
You just tap it and kick it into touch.
Yeah.
So
we've got the takeout back there as well.
Here's Walker. He's going to have to take the tap. He does. And he kicks it into touch. He says, I've had enough. Teddy actually, I think, wanted the ball. But it's the ball game.
Yeah, that's a shame. Yeah.
Nothing to lose, nothing to gain there. So Manly 42, Rooster 6. Great win for Manly. Another game. Great game for both Trebojevic boys, Four and DCE. Well, you can list them all. We'll take a break and come back and get the experts' thoughts, though, as Triple M rocks the finals. The
Triple M NRL Play of the Day.
Can they score again here? Manly Roosters fans are in trouble. Now Croker, Jake Trbojevic, pops it away to Turbo Tommy. He gets it away to Foran, and Foran will go over untouched.
This half brought to you by Hyundai Forklifts. Hyundai, high-performance forklifts, the driver's choice that'll drive your productivity. Coming up, the verdict. Remember to show some etiquette. It's good old-fashioned etiquette when betting, like never comparing the size of your bets or borrowing from your mates no matter how pretty the filly. Show some etiquette today.
For McDonald's and Ream Hot Water, Triple M rocks footy.
Welcome back to the game. Full-time Manly 42, Roosters 6. Down to the sideline, I think Ben Dobbin might have Tom Trbojevic with him.
Yeah, I certainly do. Tom Trbojevic, great win for Manly. You go through another prelim for what is a big performance after last week.
Yeah, it was. You know, we were disappointing last week, and it was good to come out, you know, here to the people of Mackay and put a performance on like that.
I mean, last week you started so slowly. Was it something you worked on this week to get back and get in? Because you guys were hot tonight.
Yeah, well, look, we weren't in the game last week, and, you know, that was down to our start. We'll, you know, always chasing points and, you know, we out competed, and, you know, we just wanted to come out here and just compete in all areas, and, you know, we did that from the start, which is very pleasing.
Yeah, phenomenal win. So many great areas to look at, but defensively, you guys were much better tonight.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. You know, only keeping aside like the Roosters of the Six, who have some really quality players. They're very special.
So, you move on to South Sydney. I mean, I don't think Manly fear anybody in the competition, but South Sydney are waiting for you in a prelim now.
Yeah, look, they're a very good opposition. You know, you saw how good they were last week, and they got strike all around the park, so defence is going to get a lot better.
Mate, you look like you had some ribs, a bit of soreness there. Anything to worry about?
No, a bit of soreness, but nothing to worry about, mate. Be good to go next week.
Good on you, mate. Best of luck. Great
thank
win.
You.
Cheers,
thank
eh?
That's thank you, Dobbo. Thank you, Turbo. That's just Josh Morris getting a round of applause as leaves the field.
Yeah,
wonderful
nice to see
scenes there.
Both teams setting up a guard of honour for him to walk through, and tough way for him to leave the game, but he's had plenty of highs, and difficult one to go out on such a low.
Okay, well, that's going to be all they wrote for the Roosters in season 2021, but certainly one their fans won't forget in a hurry. Lots and lots of guts and determination to finish where they did and still manage to win a finals game. But it's all about Manly and South next week. But before we worry about next week, let's have a quick talk about this game tomorrow night, MG, because for you and Sterlo, teams that are so close to your heart, how are the Panthers going to go tomorrow night, old mate?
Well, we've had a bet. Sterlo said if Penrith beat Parramatta, he'll wear a wig for a week. And if Parramatta beat Penrith, he'll wear a wig for the week. And we get the pictures.
Well, you do realise where this animosity comes from. And it's all from Penrith because, you know, back in the day, and probably still now, if you couldn't make it at Parramatta, then you just you were sent up the road and you were straight into the Penrith ranks. You get graded up there. So that's where it comes, and they just hold on to that. I don't know why.
Boys, let me come back to that because I think Dobbo's now got DCE with him.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I have. I got the Manly captain, Daly Cherry Evans. A much better performance from Manly this week, and you go through to a prelim.
Yeah, it's exciting times, Dobbo. It really is. Last week, we honestly just got taught the biggest lesson in rugby league on how to play finals footy from Melbourne, and I felt like we took a lot out of that loss, and, you know, well, we'd rather have won. You know, if that's a lesson learned and we can move on, I think it showed tonight it might have been the loss we needed to have.
Yeah, what about, and we always talk about Tommy Trbojevic, but the super sub now, Dylan Walker, just how much of an impact he has when he comes into the game.
Mate, tonight he was outstanding, and I've got to give a rap to the boys that started. I felt like the boys who started laid that platform.
Yeah.
And likes of Turbo and Dylan Walker come into their own, and it just creates a different element of attack for us. But that was set up from our starters tonight, mate. They were outstanding.
Mate, you know this place very well. You grew up through here. We had some mail today that your mum used to make the best pancakes here when your dad was the coach. Do you know, did you have them? Can you confirm or deny, were they good pancakes?
Yeah, mum used to work at a cafe up here, so whenever I was back here, I was always in there for a free feed. Mackay's been a massive part of my childhood and upbringing and definitely my footy career, so it's a real buzz to play here, mate.
Just quickly, mate, South Sydney next week. It's a whole nother challenge. Back in Brisbane, you guys aren't on the road. You're back home. A prelim, they always throw up. You'd be ready for it.
Yeah. I've seen firsthand what Wayne's able to do with the playing group, mate. He's going to have them up for it. they've made a few prelims in a row, mate, and they haven't quite got to GF day. So I know Wayne will have something up his sleeve and the players will be ready to run through a brick wall for him, but I think we'll be up to the challenge. I really do.
Good on you, Chez. Right. Cheers, mate.
Thanks so much. Cheers,
mate.
Good on you, Dobbo. Good on you, DCE.
That's great stuff from Dobbo, getting Turbo and DCE straight afterwards. And good interviews. And, yeah, you can hear the buzz in their voice going through to a grand final qualifier next week.
The point we need to make before we go back to the Parramatta-Penrith rivalry, though, Pete, is this. Now, Rabbitohs have made a lot of these prelims last 5 or 6, 7 years, but I don't recall on one of those occasions when they were just sitting there waiting for the opposition. They've had to play all the way to that game.
I'd be keen to hear what MG has to say, but I've always felt at this stage of the season, if you have a week off, it's a huge advantage.
Oh, yeah.
I just think that, you know, this time you don't lose your time and all those kind of things, but you freshen up, and I just think it puts you in the ideal position. I would imagine the conversion rate is pretty good from teams off going on winning the game. If Penrith win tomorrow night, the other thing too is the teams who finish first, second, third and fourth have all made it through.
Yeah.
And again, it just shows that how important you know, that spot is and how important it was for Manly to come from the clouds to get that, you know, that second bite at the cherry in cliche terms.
Mm. Well, a week off now is like a holiday. A week is like a holiday. And I must confess, I'm going to put my hand up here. When Latrell Mitchell was suspended for that amount of time, I said put a line through the Rabbitohs. I did not think they could even make a grand final without him. I didn't think they'd get to a prelim. My hand on my heart. I'll put my hand up and say that. But now, the game that they played against Penrith last week was just a different brand of footy they've been played all year. The defence of them to keep Penrith to 10 points was astounding. And if they can replicate that against Manly, well, there's no way reason why they won't make the grand final.
Well, they kept them to one try, and that was from a kick.
That's right.
That's what wins you.
Bloody oath.
Boys, let me go back to the sideline again because Dobbo's got the triple crown here because now he's got Kieran Foran.
Kieran Foran, great win. Going through to a prelim, mate. You've got a big smile on your face. You look happy, brother.
Can't wipe it off. I was pretty nervous heading into this one tonight. Just didn't want our season to end after last week's performance. You know, we were really disappointed the way in which we turned up last week. Credit to Melbourne, they were too good, but Desi spoke all week about responding and responding well, and I thought we did that tonight.
Well, mate, I've got to ask you, this year's been unbelievable for you. To turn around, just were rippled by injury for a few seasons, and then this year, I think they're saying you played 23 games, and mate, your form's as good as it's been. You re-signed, you're happy, and, mate, what's the secret?
I've never done a harder pre-season in my life, I can tell you that much.
Is that right?
Desi ran me into the ground. I didn't miss a session. Spent a fair few afternoons throwing up in the gym, and look, I think just the sheer amount of workload that I put into my body over that 4.5 months, just had me feeling confident heading into this year, and along with that, probably a little bit of good luck finally.
Yeah, obviously the forwards lay a huge platform for you guys, and they were brilliant again tonight, and these young forwards that you've got are unbelievable.
They are, mate. I don't think they realise just how big and good they are. Yeah. You know, we were really disappointed in the way in which, as I said, Melbourne, I guess, manhandled us last week. And I know our forwards weren't going to let that happen again. And they had a look in their eyes all week. They had a look in their eyes before the game. I knew they were in for one.
And your big challenge next week, though, you talk about a big forward pack, the South Sydney pack, they'll be waiting.
Yeah, going to have to go another level on tonight. I mean, South Sydney were outstanding against Penrith last week. Just defended their way to victory, won the middle game really well. And, look, if we want to get up next week, we're going to have to go there and fight fire with fire, mate, and try and beat them at their own game.
I know you've had all the success in this game, but was there part of you that thought you'd never be back here? And I mean, you're going into a prelim. We can't take anything away from it, you know, with the injuries and all the off-field stuff. Was there a part of you that thought, hey, I'm never going to get back to this?
Yeah, plenty of dark times, I guess, over the last, 4 or 5 years. My body just wasn't seeming to hold up. I just kept finding all these innocuous injuries, and I was working as hard as I could, but I just couldn't string any games together. And I just feel really grateful. I'm in a really good place, both mentally and the body, feeling really great physically. And there's nothing like being back here at Manly. I can honestly say I didn't think it would ever happen, but to get the opportunity and the way it all worked out, I'm feeling very blessed.
Go and enjoy the week, mate. Best of luck for the prelim.
Cheers, mate.
Cheers. Thanks.
Good on. Great stuff, Dobbo. Great stuff to get the three of them. And that was a compelling little chat there with Kieran Foran.
Yeah, I'm delighted for Kieran. He's always been a favourite of mine. And when he came to Parramatta, I had great expectations. That didn't work out. I ran into him early in the season because he's up on the Central Coast and we're at the petrol station. Bowser's next to each other. And you could he was in such a good frame of mind and he looked physically so strong. Mm. Now, at that stage, we didn't know if that was going to hold the body together, but you could just see that he was primed, and if the body could hold up, he'd be great. I still remember his first game in first grade. It was against Canberra, and this young kid comes in, and the first thing I look for with young players is how they handle when they don't have the football. He picked up Tom Leroy Lars on two occasions and drove him and put him on his backside, and you thought, well, that's... he's going to be okay. You know, he's not going to be – it's a jungle out there, but he was going to be all right in that jungle because they don't come much bigger than Tommy, and he handled him beautifully.
Well,
it's actually built like Tarzan, Big Tom.
Yeah.
So he's a jungle fitting.
Okay, boys, Australia, it's time to treat yourself to a long weekend. Choice Hotels are bringing your next break one step closer. 20% off when you book direct. If you need a change of scenery, a change of recharge of batteries, Choice Hotels have got you covered right across Australia. So hit the road with 20% off when you book direct with Choice Hotels. And, of course, the lowest price is guaranteed. Subject to availability, T's and C's apply. Pete Sterling will catch you tomorrow night on the Nine Network.
Thanks, mate. Had fun tonight.
And MG, we'll see you on the rush hour.
I'll see you next Friday.
Okay, good as gold. And of course, now.
Adios.
Thanks to our. See you, Pete.
See you, mate. Put some long pants on.
I'll put some as soon as I get home. Or I'll just take everything off. Now, for thanks to Self Wealth, here are the highlights as Triple M rocks the footy.
Triple M NRL game highlights. Self Wealth is your access pass to safe and secure investing. Find out more at selfwealth.com.au.
And the referee says,
let's go!
Broker goes right side, Jake Trbojevic, DCE, and then Tom's going to get over the line.
Oh,
and bounces over to get the ball down, so Manly strike first. Can they score again here? Manly Roosters fans are in trouble. Now Croker, Jake Trbojevic, pops it away to Turbo Tommy, he gets it away to Foran, and Foran will go over untouched.
Great little pass here, Tom Trbojevic.
Well,
Seagulls way on top. Midfield scrum, dangerous as well. They win it.
Croker, DCE.
Terry Evans.
He stepped right through and he's gone over under the post. He hardly had a hand laid on him. They opened up, Pete, and DCE went right under the post. 25 gone now. Marshy again to the centre for Radley. Radley and then Lamb and then Tedesco. Oh, Ikevalu. He's got it. He's gone over in the corner. Well, he juggled it and juggled it, but he got it down. And the Roosters strike back.
Oh, boy, didn't they need that.
DCE, Saab down the sideline. He's got Harper. Harper. Harper's over the 10. They won't stop him. Manly go over again. Jake Trbojevic. He's through, Jake. He gets a pass away to Dylan Walker. Walker's over the 10. They're chasing. Walker's still going.
Oh.
Beautiful tackle to pull him down a couple of metres short. Foran then gets it away to Turbo Tommy. And Tommy Trbojevic goes over. Another try to the great Turbo man.
Too good.
It's Dylan Walker again, boys. They're going to score here. He's got... Oh, he throws a dummy, Dylan, and goes on his own and scores right beside the post. Oh, the super sub, Dylan Walker. We forget how quick he is, too. Tupou takes it on the full, gives it to Kieran, who drops it. Harper picks it up, gets it away to Saab. Saab's out of one. Saab's away over the halfway line. They're chasing, but they won't get near him. And Saab's going to run 80 metres for Manly and score right out of the post. And if there was any doubt, there's no doubt now.
Well, that's the ball game. Full time, Manly 42, Rooster 6.
For McDonald's and Ream Hot Water, Triple M rocks footy.
Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.